it up. There we go. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Everybody sing blessed. Blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come, when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around and around and around and around. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We cast down every stronghold. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We are blessed.
Different style, isn't it? I like that. I'm singing that song, and I'm thinking of two things. Deuteronomy 28, I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed going out. I'm ahead and not below. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not below. I'm blessed on Sundays and I'm blessed on Mondays. I love that when it says that. And the other part, as we're singing it, I can only think of one thing when Paul and Silas were in prison. And there was a shaking and an earthquake. My prayer is a shaking and an earthquake in every one of our lives. That the prison doors of who we are and kept us bondage open up and we become free. Amen. It's an interesting story about that real quick. Pastor Hagen, I remember being in school, and Pastor Hagen was, you know, talking about the time he went to an Indian reservation, and he preached, and there were a lot of people saved. There wasn't even a church at the Indian reservation. And he picked out one of the guys who had a Bible. He said, "You're the pastor now." He said a year later, he heard that guy preaching, and he was preaching about Paul and Silas being in prison, and their poor little boy, Timothy, was running the street, motherless, because he had thought that Paul and Silas were husband and wife, and their little kid was just running the street. God can take his word no matter what, and he can bring salvation to no matter where we are. Amen? Today, I'm excited about where we're going. We're going to be talking about being sealed by the Holy Spirit and what that really means. I'm excited. So let's worship. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word that is able, that is quick, that is active, that is life. and it cuts between life and death all the way to the marrow of the bone. So, Father, today as we worship You, today as we come and give our lives and give our offerings to You, Lord, as we come and give You our ears and our heart, we ask You to just penetrate into our soul. Bring us alive in a way that we have never been before. We thank You and praise You. And everybody said, amen. Let's just worship Him. Hallelujah.
God, You open up those heavens over us, God. We just give You the praise and honor and glory, God. That's due to Your name alone. So Lord, as we continue to worship you today, let the praises from the inside of us, God, let them spill out, God, from the inside, God, not just in a church service today, God, but outside of the four walls as well. Let them rise up, God. That your bride is seen, God, with the light of salvation that you place on the inside of us. So we lift our voices and we sing out today. Let praises rise from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight, yeah, God, from the inside, in the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside of me. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Praises rise from the inside, from the inside. May you delight in the inside, in the inside of me, of me. Come feel my life from the inside, from the inside of me. Set me on fire from the inside, from the inside, from the inside of me, yeah. And all I want is for you, for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. All I want is for you to be glorified, for you to be lifted high. Feel my life, seal all they see. Is you, Lord, glorify your name. Feel my heart, seal all they see. Is you, Lord, glorify your name.
These days you said you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. In these days you said you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. These days you say you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. In these days you say you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. These days you say you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. In these days you say you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. In these days you say you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. In these days you say you pour out your spirit, so we're open for the flow. We're asking for the flow. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, my God. I want more of you. Set a fire, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Every church has three types of people. There are those people who come to God and they get saved and, dude, they love their salvation. And they're happy being right where they are in their salvation. And they never take another step forward. And that's okay. It's good that they're saved. They're in the kingdom. There's those others that know there's a deeper walk and every now and then we'll dabble there, but they never fully go on out. The words of this song are like Jeremiah the prophet, where he says, I burn in my bones. That every pastor, every church has a group of people that are just sold out and committed to God, and it doesn't matter what anyone or anyone else thinks, but they are sold out. My desire is for me to be in that group and lead as many as I can in that group to be sold out. Father, this morning as we take your word, we begin to break it. And we begin to look what that word means, that we are sealed by the promise of the Holy Spirit. That our eyes be enlightened. In the first part of Ephesians, it says that our eyes be enlightened. That in a word, we get a snapshot of the fullness of who you are and what you've called us to be. That Father, today, one more facet of who you are and who we are begins to develop in our life, and that we see that. So Holy Spirit, we ask you to come. Come drench us in your Holy Spirit to fill us once again, that we might rejoice in more fullness to you. And we ask that in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. You can